horses gallop, but people
run.
And you would say every day this week they don't
have run.
If you didn't know where a man was born, you might say, where does he
live?
And if you were talking about somebody arriving on it, instead of saying they arrived on the plane, you'd say they something in on the plane.
He came in on the plane.
And for the last month, he has
come in on the plane.
Now, if you were talking about, if you spied somebody outside and I said, where was she? And you said, well, I just
saw her.
And I hope that soon I can
see her.
And this past year, it hasn't been very often that we have
seen her.
If you were talking about a road that was in really bad shape, and you'd say the highway department's got the machines in and the road's all
torn up.
The opposite of take it off is
put it on.
And if you were talking about doing something, you'd say in the past, you'd say my sister
has done.
And then you'd say yesterday I
did.
If I ask you what's new, and you might just sort of say
not much
or
nothing.
And then I'd say, well, there must be
something.
If I ask you, have you lived here long, you'd say, yes, I've
lived here all my life.
Okay.
Is that what you were looking for?
Okay. And you might, in talking about riding horses, you'd say, okay. I got thrown once and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
But I haven't. But before that I wasn't scared of horses, so I haven't
ridden.
Oh, I'm not doing it right. Well, what you say is always. I haven't.
Oh, I haven't always been.
That
okay.
That was a hard one to get to say. It wasn't an accident. He did it
on purpose.
In talking about some kind of information that somebody wants of you, you might say, well, I don't know. You'd better go
elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. And if you were talking about asking somebody something, you'd say, well, yesterday I
asked.
And then in the past I have
asked.
And talking about two little boys that don't get along, you'd say, every time they met, they
fought.
And they really like to
fight.
And ever since I've known them, they have
fought.
If somebody killed somebody with a knife, you'd say they
stabbed.
Or there was a funny picture on the blackboard. The teacher might say, well, who
drew?
And if you had something really heavy to lift, like a piece of machinery, and you had to lift it up on the roof, you might have to use pulley blocks and a rope to hoist.
Yeah.
This part is going to be, there's a supplement that's got to do with urban kinds of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And they're more like open-ended kinds of questions.
Mm-hmm.
That have got to do with things that people would know in a city, and specifically about Little Rock. Now, if you were talking about the major sections of the city, to designate one section of Little Rock, parts of Little Rock from other parts,
mm-hmm.
You talk about the so-and-so section and the so-and-so section or whatever. Name some, or you might say north side and east side. Or
yeah, we say like southwest Little Rock,
mm-hmm.
or the Heights,
mm-hmm.
or west Little Rock and east. Of course, then North Little Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that type of thing. If you were in trying to place what part of Little Rock people live in, like if I ask you where your grandmother lives, you'd say she lives in
Leawood Heights, something like that.
Yeah, right.